10 o'clock. That's my wise bot.
No mucking about. Racing on Zion. Let's just make a sick on what we said yesterday. Very quick summary of what we said yesterday. So we spoke about yesterday about wrapping towels around the food. That was a topic. So we said by Dovah She'ein and Moist of Hevel, any wrapping which is not Moist of Hevel, which is most of our wrappings that we do, and I'm saying, you see clearly, it's talking about it's not on the fire, yeah? That means it's off the fire, the pot's off the fire, and you want to wrap it up. So there's a few etayim. Heta number one is, what was the heta number one? Now, if it's done on Erev Shabbos, there's no problem. If someone wraps up this pot of food before Shabbos comes in, that's mutter. So someone's got hot chicken soup. He doesn't want to have his hot plate on. He's worried about the hot plate on. He doesn't want to have his stove on. So he wants to have hot food for Friday night. What he can do is he can take it off the fire before Shabbos comes in, put a towel completely around on all six sides and completely surround the thing. And that is apparently a way of holding in the heat, which people do. And the reason why that's mutter is because this is dovah she'ein and moist of hevel. So the only chashash over here is that before you wrap it, you're going to stoke up the fire quickly. Yeah, because before you heat it, before you wrap it, you want to make sure it's got a boost of heat to it. But here you've done it on Erev Shabbos, there's no chashash. So once you've wrapped it on Erev Shabbos, that is okay to do. You can leave it like that during Shabbos on Friday night. When it comes to your meal, you can take it off and eat it. That's number one. Number two, we saw was Bein HaShmoshes. That was another heter that you're allowed to do is Bein HaShmoshes. It's very restricted, this, because once you're Mekabel Shabbos clearly, or the Tzibur of Mekabel Shabbos doesn't really apply. So this heter is not so good. Number three, which you'll see, this is a very big heter, that's called Hatmona B'Mitzas. If you don't completely surround it, you leave off, so we said already, it has to be an area which is substantial. It's called Nikah, it's recognizable on this area that it's obviously, like Shabbos says, the Pshat is that no normal person who wants to insulate a food would leave such an area uncovered. So it can't be a minute area, but there has to be an area which is a sizable amount, not so much, we said Rosh Hashanah maybe says a third of the pot, something like that, a nikadika chelet, which is recognizable that a person doesn't want to do hatamon. He's not obviously trying to insulate a pot over here, because he would never have left such a sizable amount uncovered. That was heta number three. Number four, that was a big heta also, and that we said if a pot is wrapped on Erev Shabbos in a Dovah She'ein and Moist of Hevel, so now, on Shabbos itself, you could undo that wrapping, take out your soup, put a lid back on again, and rewrap it.
Not on the fire.
Not on the fire. No, not on the fire.
That's the problem.
No, Hatmona's also done on Shabbos.
It's not only on the eighth.
No, my friend. That's what I'm telling you. If on Shabbos, I'm pleased you brought this out. If on Shabbos, for example, someone takes his chicken soup off the fire, and he wants to take it off, then all of a sudden the hot plate's gone off. So he's like, oh, it's cold. So he now wants to take his towel and wrap up this chicken soup on Shabbos. Can you do that? No, my friend.
Why not?
On Shabbos, there's an Issa Chazal to wrap. Even my Dovah She'ein the Moist of Hevel, you mustn't do it because we're Choshesh that before you wrap it up, you want to give it a special boost.
You're
always going to forget. You'll heat it up. You haven't got it there, but someone else might have a fire there. Before he wraps out, he might put it on the fire. It's a bit of time to heat it up. He might stoke the fire. So on Shabbos, all Hatmona is awesome. Very important to mention this, actually. It wasn't clear enough.
A full Hatmona
on Shabbos is never a heter to do, really, as far as I can see. Yeah? A full Hatmona on all six sides, even if it's something which is not Moshe of Hevel. We're talking about that you wrapped on air of Shabbos. You're done on Erev Shabbos, on the Dovah She'ein and Moist of Hevel, and now on Friday night, Shabbos comes in, you take it off to give out some soup. Now we let you carry on and rewrap it again. And we said a chiddush, not only that, but you could put even a better insulator on. Yeah, you could put a better towel on and wash it, because since it was already started, we look at it as one big hemshach of what you're doing, and therefore we allow all this to be done. Yeah? That's what we said yesterday. Right, now let's move on a little bit here. One other thing which is relevant to today's shiur, is also very relevant, is the Machaber says, in Reish Nun Zayin Sivov, can you wrap up a cold food? Mutter lahatmin b'Shabbos dovot soinen. A person may wrap up on Shabbos, all six sides, dovot soinen, a cold food, with a dovot she'ein the moist of hevel, with an item which is not moist of hevel, that means a towel. Kadesh leit stan b'yezeh, shouldn't be too cold. Oikadesh tobit sinosa, or should get a bit warmish. That means you're taking a towel, you take an ice pop out of the freezer, it's too cold for you, so you want to wrap it up in a cloth, in a little cloth, in order to warm it up a bit. So on a dover she'ein in moist of hevron, you're allowed to use that, even though
it's... How will that warm it up?
Not warm it up, positively, it'll stop the coldness, it encloses it, yeah?
So it's cold in.
I think it'll get a bit warmer, now. Will it not melt after a while? Will it keep it closed?
I imagine it keeps it cold in. Like a thermostat,
it's cold. Just someone's got a cold food and he wraps it up on the Shabbos, you don't even get warmer, will it stay cold?
Keeps it cold.
He wants to take it outside in the winter, it's warmer in the house, he wants to take it outside now in the area, and he wants that not to get cold from the freezing well outside.
Maybe. Okay, well, I'm going to catch him. He wants to warm it out, he wants to keep it warmer, I don't know what he's doing, maybe, I'm not sure. Yeah, let's say it's very cold outside. He's going through a very cold part, it's very cold outside. He's got a bottle he wants to take out, but he doesn't want it to get too cold. So he wants to put a towel around to warm it up, let's see. So that is mutzah to do on Erev Shabbos, on Shabbos itself. There's no Issam HaTamona in something like that. Let's close posh, let's bring out to the next case over here. Now, coming to our case over here. Yeah, that's for Dovah Moiso. I'm coming to that this one, yeah. Okay, coming back to now over here, what we're doing. Another interesting halacha now, another heter to do with Hatmona. This is a bit chiddush now over here. What about someone's got a boiling hot chicken soup on Friday night, takes it off the hot plate or whatever, and he wants to wrap it up. So we said there's no etzer. You can't do it. How about if you transfer the food from this keli into another keli? The keli sheni. And now you wrap up that keli sheni.
So where's the keli?
You've got a boiling hot pot of chicken soup, which was on the fire when Shabbos came in, that's it. Keli Rishon. You take it off the fire, so it's now finished on the fire. Now you want to wrap it. The hot plate's gone off, so it's not going to stay hot anymore with the hot plate. It's finished, the hot plate. Yeah, it's gone off. So now you want to keep with the heat. So what can you do? Can you pour it into a Keli Sheni and then wrap up the Keli Sheni? Says the Mechaber, it's the Mechaber in Simmeration on Zion, in Pinam HaTavshel Meshabbos, Mikdeish Nezbashelot, Likdeir HaCheros, someone moved over the food from a kadeira which he cooked into to another kadeira, it's a keli sheni. Mutzalat mino b'dovash einu moist of heaven. You may now wrap it with a dovash einu moist of heaven. You may now put a towel around it to preserve its heat. It says the Mishnah Berurah, two reasons why it's mutzalat. Machlokes we've shown him. The loy osur the kshuba keli rishon shenis bashelot. The whole issa was only when it's the keli rishon. Al kshepenu le keli acher, when you empty it into another keli. Afshad dain hayetz leesbo, even though it's still very hot, mutter. Mr. Brewer adds, it could even be once you add it into your first, the second keli, and then you pour it back into the first keli, it could also be alright. Shad, okay, let's learn this in the second keli, yeah? That's mutter. So what he says, the reason why it's mutter, so Machlokes Rishonim why this is mutter, yeah? So some Rishonim learn, the Rambam learns, the reason why it's mutter is because now that you put it into a keli sheni, it's cooled it down. It becomes like a cold food item. It's like the heter we mentioned before, that a cold food item, you may be matbin on Shabbos. So this over here is like cold. Since it's gone from a keli rishon to a keli sheni, and the keli sheni cools it down a lot, so therefore it's now allowed to be wrapped in this form.
Even though it's burning hot.
Half
a degree cooler.
Yeah. The Rambam calls it a dovet soinen. And therefore the Rambam says you're allowed to wrap it up now because it's like a cold food.
Oh, that's the head of the water.
Oh, I'm coming now, my friend. That's the what you call it. So, as I state in the halacha, you turn, transfer to a keli sheni, it's mutter. Rashi learns pshat, Rashi's pshat is, and it's not the reason, Rashi learns pshat is that here, if you pour into a keli sheni, we can see you don't want it so hot. If a person wants to keep something hot, he wouldn't pour it into a keli sheni. The fact that he's poured it into a keli sheni shows us that he's not so interested in keeping the food so hot. And therefore, the whole problem about one doesn't apply anymore. In a dovash ein moist of hevel. So you can put now in your keli sheni a dovash ein moist of hevel. You may wrap round in a keli sheni. So far, so good?
Yeah.
Right. Comes along, because of this, that means someone's got a cup of tea, for example, and he wants to keep it nice and hot. He could put a towel right round the whole tea. Someone makes a cup on Shabbos of tea. Keli Sheni, Keli Sheni, whatever it is, it has to be Keli Sheni at least. So now he wants to keep it warm. So what he can do is he can wrap a towel or something around it, wrap foil around it, it's got no problem at all. So Keli Sheni, there's no problem in wrapping around. Yeah? Mm-hmm. Because lechayra, in that way, there's no problem at all. A plate of soup. So he's got a plate of soup on at the side of his on his table. He's got to go upstairs for a few minutes. He's waiting to cool down. He could take a towel or foil and wrap the whole plate a few times around because the keli sheni. We're coming to all this, yeah. Man, it's very good. This is the heter of a keli sheni. Mamela might shine with a tea cozy. I don't know if anyone knows what these tea cozies anymore. I don't really get them anymore. A tea cozy is, as far as I remember, it's a teapot which has got hot tea in, and you put the moshel like a fluffy thing around it to keep it warm. Yeah, no, as far as I remember. Now, normally that's a keli sheni. That teapot is a keli sheni. How could be a keli sheni? Don't put it on the fire. On the fire itself, you put tea bags into the teapot and you pour boiling water into it.
Okay.
If you can get it on the fire, then it's keli risen. But the marshal, I think normally a teapot normally is a keli sheni. So a keli sheni, to take this wrapping round on Shabbos would be mutter. Since it's a keli sheni, that should be mutter to do. So far, so good, yeah? So that's Aruch Shabbos. And Chaznish, let's quote Chaznish, this is fine to say. Sif Kuf Gimel. What you were saying before. Mutter lost his mind b'Shabbos roist and will tell you bakbut thermos. So now a thermos flask. Let's talk about a thermos flask. Can you... A thermos flask is interesting. It's like a keli, which has got insulation all the way around it.
Yes.
So it's... What is that? In the mice, it's not... It's dova mamit. It doesn't give out more heat. It's not making it hotter. It's dova mamit. Is that mutter to put into a thermos flask? So there's two things here. First of all, the chari got one source of keli shein. Every thermos flask normally is a keli sheni. I mean, you're not going to have a thermos flask of keli rishon. So you've got a heter to put... there's no problem with your thermos flask. Even though it's got a wrapping around it, there's no problem. You could say that according to Rashi, it's not so posh, because Rashi's whole svara is that you want to cool it down, you put it in a keli sheni. Here, thermos flask hasn't got that svara. So look at Nish, that a thermos flask is called one keli. It's all called one unit. Since it's called one unit, like we said before, there's no issa in the kadera to put a lid on. Even though it's complete, it's around the food inside. Says the Chazon Ish, who had in a thermos flask, since it's all like one, even though you could dismantle it, but the mice, it's made really like one keli. It's meant to be really one keli. It's looked at as one keli. Says the Chazon Ish, you've got another swara, besides the fact it's a keli sheni. Even if you don't want to go with the swara to keli sheni, he learned it's called keli echot. And keli echot, there's no isat monotu.
Of course, they put on top shelf together as well.
Why?
If you want to keep it extra warm, put the whole flask on top shelf together. It's one keli. It's
sheni.
No, my friend, but that's a dumb most you have on.
Not
on
mono,
but you're doing bishop. What do you mean? It was where is it?
Boiling water. You
want to
keep it hot. You're putting it boiling water.
All right, it's all still hot. Everything's still hot.
You put it in the hot water.
That's a shadow pin in the making of making. Okay, you got a shadow pin in the making of making. Can you put it back onto the fire again?
Yeah.
On the shelf, itself on top of it. You mean? Yeah, you could do that as well. Richtig, yeah. Yeah, richtig. Yeah. See, here's the interesting thing. The only thing you've got to be careful with is who had it with a hot water bottle. The water bottle itself, also, whether you call that insulin, I'm not sure how a water bottle is, has it got an insulin? Where my thermos flask?
That's what
we're talking about. That's what we're talking about. How much air has it got space? How much air space has it got between? So that's Mistoma, that's what I was talking about. It's called Hatmona, that. I mean, the minimum air space is not enough to be called separated. It's quite a tight fit. So that's really called wrap. But the Chaznish says that's called 1 kV. It's all called one utensil. You don't look at it as two separate kelim. Understand? If you have a one keli and then you take a towel and you wrap it around the keli, that's called two things. The second wrapping is a problem. Here in the thermos flask, as a chaznish, it's all called one keli. The thermos flask is one keli, even though it's got an outer casing and an inner casing. That is not a problem because it's called one keli. So again, the thermos flask has got two etayim. Either the vor is the keli sheni, and the keli sheni is no problem. All the Vor is, it's called one keli. It's a keli echot. It's all called one unit, and there's no problem of that either.
So you wrap the water bottle under your stomach, covered with a shirt.
Oh, 1 minute. So let's just talk about a water bottle. So a water bottle normally is a keli sheni. If a water bottle is a keli sheni, you can wrap as many layers as you want. You put it under your shirt, under your towel, under your pyjamas, anything you want is allowed to be done because there's no problem. It's a keli sheni. Yeah, that would be the thing. The only thing is, they say you have to be careful with these thermos flasks and the hot water bottles. It's an interesting point, because there might have droplets of water inside sometimes, which maybe has cooled down. I mean, it's been used before. It's been cooled down. What? What do you mean, Irim? Oh, so you won't have a very hot water bottle. By the time your tea won't be very hot either if you do a few kirrus. I mean, so the mice, that you have to know about, yeah, in a hot water bottle, if you've got droplets of water still left, and now you want to go to the urn and pour the hot water tap on, and the hot water can jut out, gush out, and hit those little droplets, that lechor is irikeli rishon on little droplets of water. So we spoke about that. That's an interesting point, that lechor, it was once cooked. Yeah, but it's cold now. We hold yes, bishlach abishlach, but dovelach. It was last cooked. It was cooked last time. There still might be some droplets inside there, which are still wet and it's cooled down. Yes, bishlach abishlach, but dovelach maybe. So we saw Rav Vosner says that if it was cold, if it was being once cooked previously, if you shake it out as much as you can, those little droplets mist are so insignificant that he's not, and he's not intending to cook it at all. Maybe that would be a heter in what you call it in bishel. It's not called bishel. So Bekitsa, those are the heter we said. So we said a few heter over here. Very interesting. One is this heter over here. The Rambam says that to empty out into a second keli, there's no ishav tamona, but domos she'ena moishav hevel. Again, I'm repeating, yeah? Has to be with something which is not moishav hevel. So to wrap it with a towel, so again, you take your hot water, your chicken soup, which is boiling hot, you pour it into your soup plate, or you made a cup of tea, and you want to keep the tea hot. If you wrap it round with a towel, there's no problem whatsoever. Even on all six sides, no problem whatsoever, because the hatmona on a keli sheni is mutter. Who are din based on this? A thermos flask and a hot water bottle. Lechor is no problem, yeah? Because all these things over here is a keli sheni, therefore there's no problem of wrapping it up in such a case. Just want to see this over here. So this is, someone was more this yesterday maybe, this is a new sort of urn that's come out, I don't know what it is. Oh wow. So what happens is over here, you've got the urn, water in here, you put this keli on top. It's very light, it's very, very light. This is, you put a key in here, let's say, for example, and then you put your lid on top. So now it's an interesting point. So first of all, let's talk about key. You're not putting meat inside on top of it, right? Schnitzel, you have to be, I'm not sure about schnitzel, you have to be careful with the zeh. I'm not sure, that you have to know about schnitzel. Parts of meat, then it's all right. Yeah, you've got steam coming up, and what it's wrapped in here, it's the schnitzel's in here. So now the shaila is, that's a good point now over here, is this called hatmona? Now, we haven't spoken about this yet, but hatmona has to be completely surrounded, touching. This is a big gap between the pot over here, and therefore, we're going to speak about this a little bit there, therefore, mitzvah hatmona is no problem over here.
You said
a lid
anyway, it's not
hatmona. That's true, it's got two lids here. This has got a lid over here, and now you've got a second one here. This is a second covering. The normal first covering is no problem. But this is the second covering that goes on top of the thing over here. So you could have thought maybe it's a problem. For the chayr, this is no problem whatsoever because it's too far away. But hatmona means it's wrapped round it. It has to be enclosed round it, yeah? It's not enclosed round it, it's not. But with the glass of schnitzel inside here, really, me'ikah habdin, it's okay, yeah? Me'ikah habdin, it's okay because liquid can't go from one keli to another without moisture in between. Does this get wet at all, this top surface? Dry. Okay, so then that's okay, that's alright. That's alright, make up then that's alright then, really. Yeah. So it's about schnitzel, what's about schnitzel? Yeah, not our silk of Shabbos, our silk of Fleischig. That means to put, for example, a loose piece of meat on top here, yeah, which is going to get greasy and it's going to be liquid. I'm not saying it could also be its mutter, I'm not saying it's not ideal, but the meister, well, has to be done with some bosser. What's going to happen is that if you're going to make it meaty, all the water here becomes meaty. It's not yet in the world, but you want to have a nice cup of coffee Shabbos morning, you might have a problem. But pastures is not a problem, I'm saying, especially in this, it's not a problem because it doesn't go, the steam doesn't go in to make a problem. Okay, nobody's there. Let's go ahead, wait.